Hey everyone, today we're talking about something that can be very unfortunate. And if you find yourself in this situation, you definitely want to stick around as Michelle and I discuss what happens whenever you go through a divorce and what happens to the home, what happens to the equity in the home and all that good stuff. So be sure you stick around to this episode of Unlocking Doors. Yo! I'm here with Michelle Castle. Today we're talking about what happens with the home in a divorce. And Michelle, let's just start off with whenever somebody's going through a divorce, they're gonna obviously have their divorce attorney, and they're gonna write in the decree what happens with the property, with the equity, and all that stuff. But sometimes that can leave the homeowners in a tight spot because what the divorce attorneys are writing and what actually needs to happen don't line up.
Or so, can happen.
Yes, exactly.
You know, some of the situations, even recently, I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she owes her soon-to-be ex-husband $50,000, okay? So she's got the equity in the home, and there's a couple of different ways that she can use that equity to give him the money that he is going to be awarded in the divorce.
Yeah.
Fortunately, she called before the divorce is finalized, because some of the questions that she had is, how do I make him responsible for all of the closing costs now involved in me borrowing the extra money? The other part of the conversation is she's got an interest rate that's less than 3%. So if she were to pay him the equity in the home by refinancing the loan that she's got, then she goes from a 3%, less than 3% interest rate to now a 7% interest rate. And who's going to be responsible for that cost associated, you know, the increased housing cost that comes with that? So there's just a lot of those questions that if you don't ask the questions before you sign the decree, then you don't have anything to negotiate at that point.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. And so if somebody's going through that, definitely talk to, number one, a mortgage professional who can give you guidance. Because a lot of times, like I said, what your divorce attorney is going to tell you has to do with the law in terms of divorce.
And just equitable division of marital assets.
Right.
That's what they're doing.
Exactly.
It's a division of marital assets. They don't know and understand underwriting guidelines.
Right. Right. And just because, like you said, just because you bought that home and you qualified for that home whenever you did, doesn't mean that you qualify it with half the income, half the household income now.
Absolutely.
And where interest rates are at, and even the escrow accounts could have adjusted. So, I mean, there's a lot of variables that play into that.
Well, and you think about too, if you wait till after the decree is signed, and you find out that maybe there's not the amount of equity you thought in the house, or there's more equity, and instead of the division being based on an estimated value, now you have real value and realize you walked away from some equity that you could have asked for had you known that information up front.
Exactly.
Which is why it's important to consult a real estate agent or an appraiser and get something, a statement of value.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that unfortunately, I've been doing a lot of lately is talking to homeowners who are going through a divorce. Both parties want to know what's the home worth. Well, if they're smart, they're finding this stuff out on the front end. What's the property worth? They're relaying that information to their attorneys, and they're making sure that they're covering all their bases.
Right.
Now, whenever it comes to a lot of times, I've been in situations where neither party can afford the home on their own, which means that they have to sell the property.
Right.
And if that's the case, usually there will be some order from the judge saying that the property must be sold. And from there, that's where I've kind of become a specialist in selling those properties, letting both parties know that I represent you, I represent your ex soon-to-be spouse, and I represent the property as a whole and everybody's best interests. And I think that's very important for everybody to know that, you know, I'm not taking sides here. I'm doing what's in the best interest of both of y'all to get this property sold so y'all can move on and start fresh, because that's obviously the point where they're at.
Well, and I've seen way too many scenarios where there is the division of marital assets and there's not a clear, so you've got the division of marital assets and you have the division of marital liabilities. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times those liabilities aren't specifically addressed in the decree. It'll say whatever is in this person's name and whatever is in this person's name, it's split in half or whatever the decree states.
Yeah.
And so if there's not that clear definition of I'm speaking of these accounts with these account numbers and these balances originated on this date is now this person's responsibility,
right,
then that becomes a problem as well.
Yeah.
And I can't stress the importance enough of talking to someone first, getting a credit report pulled and having someone with some financial knowledge and understanding of how all of that information is going to affect them moving forward based on the way the decree is drafted.
Right, right. And there's so many nuances on how those decrees can be written. And, one thing that I also want to speak on, I had a situation once where lady got divorced probably 5 years prior to mm-hmm. wanting to sell the property. Mm-hmm. It was a situation where the spouse either paid, or she paid him out for mm-hmm. his equity.
Okay.
I think she paid him out for his equity, or maybe it was retirement funds or something. He was compensated for his equity in the property.
Okay.
She was under the impression that, well, since the decree says I now own the home, that was it.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
He got his money. However, and clearly he never went and bought another house because he was still on this mortgage. Mm-hmm. When we went and listed the property, and she had already remarried at this point. When we went and listed the property and got the title work back, they said, well, he has an interest in this mm-hmm. property. She said, no, the decree says he doesn't. And it's like, well, he's still on the deed. He still has to sign. And that's also something that if you're moved on and you're, 5 years removed from that situation, mm-hmm. you don't want to have to go back to your ex-spouse and say, hey, can you please cooperate and sign this? Mm-hmm. Last thing you want to do is get an attorney involved mm-hmm. again to get them to follow through with signing that deed over. So that's another thing that people really need to make sure mm-hmm. that just because the decree says this, you have to follow through.
Get the paperwork done. Don't wait.
That follows that up. Yeah.
Another scenario, you think about this. If you and your wife own a home mm-hmm. and you're on the loan together and you're going to keep the property, the loan's still in her name.
Right.
You decide to stop making payments or you struggle to make payments on time, it still affects her credit.
Right.
And that's where a lot of people misunderstand too. The divorce decree does not stop the creditor
yeah.
from reporting the credit as the credit was established when it was established.
Right.
And so just because you have that decree does not release you of liability of making sure the payments are made on time. You're
yeah.
still responsible.
Yep, absolutely.
So again, making sure that everybody, to your point, whatever the decree says, you need to go ahead and get settled, recorded, and be done
yep.
at that point in time and not have to worry about it 5 years from now.
Yeah, exactly.
It can just get messy and ugly for really no reason. It just needs to get done clean, clear, cut, quickly.
Yes, quickly. And that's another thing a lot of people will, in instances where the divorce has been finalized, the property needs to be sold. I've had some clients that just want to drag it out just to make their ex-spouse miserable. And mm-hmm. in turn, what that does is make them miserable too.
Right.
So the way I look at it, whenever a property has to be sold,
remove emotions and just do a business transaction.
Do a business transaction mm-hmm. so that both parties can start mm-hmm. fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if there's kids in custody, there's still
right.
that attachment there. But it's one less thing that both mm-hmm. parties have to stress about. And
mm-hmm.
your quality of life is not worth getting back at somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, all that to say mm-hmm. that if you find yourself in unfortunate circumstances where you're splitting up with your spouse, you're going through a divorce, if there's any real estate that y'all own together, or if you're in a community property estate, if there's any real estate that's owned by either party, mm-hmm. you want to talk to a mortgage professional, you want to talk to a real estate professional, And you want to make sure that it's very clear what is going to happen with that property, those accounts, those liabilities, whenever you go through that divorce. So be sure and reach out to Michelle, reach out to myself. We would love to help you guys through that, answer any questions you have.
Before you finalize that decree.
Yes, before you finalize that decree. And you know, if you're in this position where maybe you haven't even contacted an attorney yet, you know, we would still be happy to help you out and get you in touch with some great real estate, or not real estate, divorce attorneys that can help you through this process as well. Make sure you have great representation. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Unlocking Doors podcast. My name's Corey. This is Michelle Castle. We'll catch you on the next episode.